Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets, now with 4 locations. Everybody knows that their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zigtown, and Willoughby's. Their original location is in Petaluma. They have a new location in Santa Rosa. And a special shout out to Enovaults for all your wine storage needs. I always like to say they're the 007 of wine storage. They're located in Santa Rosa. Well, I'll tell you, this morning as I'm driving in, I was thinking about the last time that I had Odette in the studio, and then I couldn't remember when that was, although I talk about his wines and have a number of times the last 23 years on Wine Wednesday. I'm thinking, well, has he been in the studio lately? I'm so glad he's coming in. Good morning, Odette Chuckhead from Longboard Vineyards.
Good morning, Zay. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Sonoma County.
It's an early morning, and you've been bottling wine.
Yes.
So it's even earlier for you.
My jeans, half of my jeans are soaked with red wine.
That's a good thing about radio, is that you can wear anything you want.
Exactly.
Or not. So Longboard Vineyards, how long have you had Longboard?
So Longboard was born in 1998. Mm-hmm. That was my first vintage, my first Syrah. I was still a winemaker at J. Vineyards and Winery at the time. And I really wanted to make Syrah. It's been one of my loves, funnily enough, since 1987, when I did an internship in Chateau Lafite, and having done Bordeaux wines for like 7 months, I really fell in love with Syrah, and especially with Northern Rhone Syrah, it was actually a Gigal Brunin Blonde. Mm. And I've always been curious. Ended up in Sonoma County, and where my house is, not far from yours.
That's right.
Which is, I've always called it the belly button or the crucible. It's just the north end of the Russian River Valley. It's mm-hmm. the upper middle reach. I felt it was a little too warm for Pinot Noir, but perfect for Syrah. And
right.
When I bought my property there in 99, I planted Syrah. And I had an opportunity. The employer I worked for did not want to make Syrah, so I said, hey, why don't we exchange a raise for production space? And that's how I ended up coming up with, giving birth to Longboard Vineyards, never thinking that it's going to be more than a hobby winery. I probably wouldn't have called it Longboard if I knew it was going to be a commercial winery.
Well, I remember getting some of your first bottlings of Longboard, and you were at J. Vineyards when I first met you.
Yeah, correct.
For how many years were you there?
18 years.
That's right, a long time. I remember you saying, hey, I'm making some of this wine, Zig. Not very much of it, just a couple barrels. And why don't you take some home and try it? And you had this incredible Syrah, and then eventually I tried your Merlot, and I was just hooked on it.
Thank you.
And I like cooler climate. Syrahs and cooler climate Merlots for me. And I think that the property where you're at, Zigtown North,
sure.
It straddles that, between that warmer part, the cooler part of Russian River Valley and just a little bit warmer part of Russian River Valley. And it's the perfect area for Syrah.
I think so. Actually, for Merlot, I think too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you ask the good folks at Gallo, which grow a lot of things in the area, they will tell you that some of their best Merlot comes from right from my neighbors, where I grow Merlot. They also grow some Merlot. It's a little pocket there that if you're not looking for the wines that are overly extracted,
right,
but you want them, a little lower alcohol, a little bit more of the blue fruit expression rather than the red.
I love that
fruit. That's mm-hmm. that's what makes the that's the secret sauce.
And you name your vineyards Dakine Vineyards.
Dakine Vineyard, yeah. Of course, Dakine in Hawaiian could mean anything. It really is a widget or a whatchamacallit.
A whatchamacallit.
A whatchamacallit.
Okay, I know what that means.
Yeah. But it's meant in the way of people say, hey, I went to a party last night. It was Dakine.
Okay.
The best.
The best. And
the
so, Longboard, you have been surfing since you were very, very young, right?
Very young.
And how many continents have you surfed in?
I've surfed on all continents except Far East.
Except Far East.
But I have surfed in Asia and in Australia.
And so then the number of countries you've actually surfed in, you probably can't count. I mean, you could.
At least 12, 15, something like that. Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I love your label, and I love that I'm looking at 3 new release wines right in front of me first thing in the morning. And you know what the Irish say. If you don't start drinking in the morning, you can't drink all day.
Oh, there we go.
So I'd say let's pop the cork on this Sauvignon Blanc, a refreshing wine anytime, but one of my favorite patio pounders, truth be told. It goes down so easy, and it's so refreshing, and it's got beautiful acidity, which, of course, you want in a Sauvignon Blanc.
Correct.
And then I think we're going to uncork this brand new release, which I have not tasted yet or seen, the Water Girl Rosé.
Yep.
With a very sexy label.
Very and sexy hue, I'd say. I really like the color of it.
The color is gorgeous.
It's really, thank you.
So its composition is Carignan, Syrah, and Pinot Noir.
Tiny bit of Pinot Noir. Mostly Carignan and Syrah.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's North Coast appellation, because most of my wines are Russian River, but this is North Coast because most of it comes from Vincenzo's vineyard in from, I don't know if you know, Greg Graziano from
of
the
Graziano
family.
Of course I know Greg, yes.
So it's his vineyard. I make Carignan, old vine Carignan from his Vincenzo vineyard, which is 86 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to bleed some wine, and it's just perfect for the rosé.
I love it.
So that's the big part of this.
And then I've got this incredible bottle of Syrah staring me in the face.
Like the kind Syrah.
That's
my estate wine, yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited to try that as well. And, you know, one of the things I love about not just your wines, but your energy and the person that you are, is that you're such not only an incredible winemaker, but an incredible part of our community. And I so enjoyed seeing you last weekend at the big benefit for Zazu. Thank you for being there.
Oh,
and
pleasure.
You put together an incredible auction lot that was so thoughtful. And I heard that by the time after I had left the event, everything was going way over value. So
good.
I'm very, very excited to know that and all the proceeds going to Zazu. And another event is upon us this Saturday at your winery.
Correct.
You're hosting an underground wine event. I love the name of that. Sounds like something fun and wild.
It is, and I think it kind of goes with a little bit of a surfer attitude and wanting to be a little bit of a you know, anti-establishment, but not a total lunatic.
I love that. That's my life.
Exactly.
Although the lunatic part, you never know on any particular day.
Depends when you start drinking in the morning.
But you have a group of small family-owned wineries that are participating, and people have the opportunity to go Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m. at your winery in Healdsburg and taste some extraordinary wines. I have to say, and I'm saying this out loud, some of these wineries I've never heard of.
That's the idea.
And I love it. So you've got Acorn, you've got Alchemista, Brulium Wines, Bucher, of course, I know. That's kind of sandwiched in between our properties on West Side Road.
Correct.
Campagna Ranch Winery, I've never heard of those guys. Cola Grossi, I've heard of. Inman Family, Crec, and La Object. I don't know those guys. I've never even heard of them.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try that. La Pichune, I know, Tracy, I know those are great wines. Leo Steen, Longboard, of course, is going to be pouring your wines. You will be. And Lumen Wines, Meeker Wines, Nall, of course, I know Nall. And the last one I've never heard of, Kieran Robinson.
Exactly. So that's they're all really great people. And the concept, which was started by Elizabeth Schneider from Wine from Normal People, we talked, and of course, our friend Jim Morris helped kind of come up with the concept. The idea was that we really see that small wineries that are
truly small, truly craft,
under 8,000 cases, all of them have owner operated, so it's not like you're not owned by a big corporation. There's no like outside investment. We are kind of a dying breed, and I think it's important. That's what we're trying to show people, is like, get to know us.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll taste the wine. You'll see that it's worthwhile to support us, because it's important for us to stay. We're part of the community.
Yes.
We actually work the land, and I think we can make some really excellent value wines for people to enjoy. And we don't have the marketing budgets that big companies have.
Right.
So we need to find our ways.
My passion has always been, from day one and still continues, to search after the smaller folks, you know, the really true handcrafted wines, the smaller family wineries. I really believe you are the creative thread, you know, of the blanket that weaves, you know, our whole county. And I really am glad that you're doing this. And I think it's great to bring to light all of these guys in one room. It makes it so much easier. And a lot of these folks don't have their own winery, their own big tasting room. So thank you for hosting it.
Pleasure.
And I hope to see everybody out there this Saturday. I'm going to pop on by myself. It's happening from 2 to 5. And Longboard Vineyards Tasting Room is located on Healdsburg at
5 Fitch Street. That used to be an old cannery in the 1800s, and then it was used to be Clos du Bois. And we've been there since 2005.
Aha.
So it's like a little urban winery.
I love going there. And it's good to get on Oded's mailing list, because then you get hip to all of the events that he's doing and the fun parties, because there are some really fun parties. The photo booths, the incredible catering that you have at your parties.
Thank you.
A lot of it is very Hawaiian and delicious.
Or Mediterranean. A lot of the time we do Mediterranean.
A lot of that too. Yep.
Yeah. I'm a cook. I'm a chef. Not a chef, a cook, I call myself.
You're a home chef.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever made a wine without thinking, what am I going to eat with that?
And that's why they're so good.
Thank you.
They're so delicious. If you want to get hip to what's happening in the world of longboard, you can go to their website, which is longboardvineyards.com. And I hope to see everybody out this Saturday for this really fun event from 2 to 5 p.m. and discover some things that you never knew were there. I know I'm going to discover things that I certainly have just admitted out loud I didn't know were there. And that's what keeps me going. And that's definitely the fuel to my happy.
And I think they have to get tickets online. It's undergroundevents.com.
Okay, perfect.
Or I'm not sure we're going to have any at the door.
And you can send me an email, ziggy@krsh.com, and I'm happy to send you the link for the tickets if you're driving right now and you couldn't write it down. Again, ziggy@krsh.com, and I will send you the information to go to the link online and get your tickets for Saturday's event taking place with all these incredible, true, small, mom-and-pop type wineries at Longboard Vineyards. And thank you again for making the trek in here. I know it's always hard when you're bottling. Things are a little bit crazy pants. And now maybe this was less crazy pants coming here for a minute. And now you got to go back to all the crazy
That'd
bottling your wines.
I got a good crew.
And I'm going to uncork some of these delicious delicious wines and have a good rest of my longboard day.
Thank you.
Have a good morning, everybody. Cheers.